Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day if you're a Republican, as I am, and if you believe, as I do, that the country will be better off if the Republicans take back control of Congress. Now, why? Well, partially because I think recent history shows that we do better as a country when we have divided governments. Sorry, that's true. President Reagan achieved everything he achieved with the Democrats having very lopsided control of the House of Representatives for all 8 years of Reagan. And yet he was a triumphal president. Bill Clinton was the most successful recent Democratic president, seems to me. And Bill Clinton also worked for 6 out of his 8 years with the Republicans controlling both House and Senate. And frankly, the only way to avoid this continually growing interest of influence of nutburgers and cuckoo birds in the Democratic Party, and yes, we're covering the birds aren't real movement, which is a kind of mock conspiracy theory movement. It's fairly amusing. We'll be covering that later this week. That means tomorrow, I guess. In any event, there is so much that is so obvious about the American backlash against Democratic extremism right now, which is way upstaged and easily upstaged people's worry about some of the nutburgers in the Republican Party. Does this mean I'm a fan of Marjorie Taylor Greene or Matt Gaetz or Paul Gosar or people of that nature in the Republican side? No, not at all. They're jerks. But the truth of the matter is there should be enough people in the vital center on the Republican side to win a huge victory coming up in November. The Washington Post, they just put up a headline: as midterms near, Democratic backlash against far-left plans is growing. While such proposals help channel anger against President Donald Trump, many Democrats now see them as extreme and harmful to their prospects. Yes, indeed. Even in San Francisco, a bastion of liberal activism, voters this week fired 3 school board members who veered too close to the edge. They didn't veer too close to the edge. They went way over the edge. In fact, let's see how far over the edge they veered and how the voters reacted with this journey to the lovely city by the Golden Gate.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wait.
Gentle extreme lefties, at least quite so commonly, on the San Francisco school board. The Wall Street Journal reports the school board recall was a landslide, with Allison Collins finding 79% of the voters voted to throw her off the school board. This was a recall election. Remember, in California, you can have recall elections. They're also going to recall, and I predict this will be successful, the district attorney in San Francisco, the guy who holds the same post that Kamala Harris once held. And the district attorney, Chesa Boudin, is going to also face being voted his sorry rear end out of office. But the school board recall was a landslide. Allison Collins lost by 79%. Gabriela Lopez, 75%, and Fauga Moliga. I can't help it. He has double vowels. He has F-A-A-U-U-G-A. Fauga Moliga, 72%. And those percentages there are the percentage of people who voted, you're out, you lose, get out of here. There's still four school board members left. There's seven members on the school board, but they had been elected too recently to be recalled. But your time is coming. Successful recalls are rare, writes the Journal, and it takes real effort to lose by 3-1 to 4-1 as they lost in San Francisco. San Francisco Board of Supervisors president, whose name is Shimon Walton, dismissed the recall as driven by, quote, closet Republicans and most certainly folks with conservative values in San Francisco, even if they weren't registered Republicans. Well, the reason he says that is because he said closet Republicans, that must be some closet, writes the Journals. Republicans make up only 6% of the city's registered voters. Let that sink in for a moment. 6% of the registered voters in one of America's largest cities are Republican. More than 85% of voters backed Joe Biden in November in 2020. And the recall was a populist groundswell supported by fed-up parents and liberals, including Mayor London Breed and State Senator Scott Wiener. Okay, President Biden and Mayor Breed pressed the schools across the country to reopen. This group of school board directors didn't. School board members indulged their woke obsessions by seeking to rename 44 schools with allegedly sexist or racist appellations such as George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein. Then they pushed to end selective admissions at the competitive Lowell High School. Asians make up more than half of Lowell students, which the board's progressives believe is unfair. An old unearthed tweet by Ms. Collins accusing Asians of, quote, using white supremacist thinking exposed her closet prejudice. After getting stripped of her senior board position, Ms. Collins sued the school district and colleagues for $87 million. Well, she just got voted off the school. 79% voted against her. Local school board elections aren't usually national harbingers, but we wonder if San Francisco's revolt might be an exception. Parents helped Glenn Youngkin win the Virginia State House in November and nearly elected a Republican governor in New Jersey. 2 years of COVID shutdowns and what we've learned about political indoctrination in schools has parents mobilizing to send a message. And there are other indications that are very clearly should get the attention of any Democrat who's concerned, and they all should be. In the Real Clear Politics average, President Biden's overall approval is now 42%, disapproval 53%. The latest ABC Ipsos poll from December 11th delivered more bad news for Democrats. On Mr. Biden's handling of inflation, 28% approve, while 69% disapprove. On crime, it's 36% approve, 61% disapprove. And this is entirely the case. This is Karl Rove pointing this out. He said that when you listen to what the Democrats plan in response to this, on Sunday, Speaker Nancy Pelosi appeared as the party strategist on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. She claimed Democrats have decided to win. Oh, good. That's good. And that's what we will be doing by telling voters they've received lower costs, bigger paychecks, lower taxes, all paid for by making everyone pay their fair share with a great president. Now, is that going to work? She also claimed Democrats are helped by the empathy we have for Americans' working families. Right. We will get to more. 1-800-955-1776 coming up on The Medved Show.
your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It is a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The governor of the state of Washington, Jay Inslee, has announced that beginning March 21st, so just a little more than a month from now, Masks will no longer be required in most indoor settings, including schools and child care facilities. The mask mandate will still be applicable in healthcare settings such as hospitals, outpatient and dental offices, as well as long-term care and correctional facilities. The announcement came just moments ago. Subsequent announcements included that beginning March 1st, vaccine verification for large events will no longer be required. Businesses and local governments can still choose to implement vaccination or face mask requirements for workers or for customers. And school districts can still choose to have students and teachers wear masks. Federal law still requires face masks in certain settings, such as public transportation and school buses. Public transportation, there have been so many articles. I've spent some time with you on that. And nobody wants to go on public transportation right now. It's not a problem of masks. It's a problem of basically being taken over by homeless people. And they are, what's hilarious is they don't say homeless people. The euphemism they've come up with, Jeremy, did you hear this? Because I actually think it's hilarious. They call them non-destinational passengers. In other words, they're people who are on the bus because it's it's a warm place to ride around and to smoke your drugs and basically to, I don't know, ride to the next destination where you're going to shoplift. People want to explore the city and then using the transportation, which they usually cheat and don't pay for. I'm talking about the non-destinational passengers. Look, the problem with all of this is, first of all, I think this brings things into a situation where people, and I think that I know a lot of people who will prefer that when you go into a given store that you wear a mask. And will choose to wear masks. And there are other people who will choose, even if they don't particularly care about it themselves, just try to be sort of helpful to other people who might prefer to be around other people with masks. This is obviously a step in the right direction, and I think it's also reflecting the fact that for Democrats who are beginning to wake up to the idea that there's an election coming, this should be one of the more popular moves that Governor Inslee has made on this front. What Democrats need to start paying attention to if they want to win elections, Joe Scarborough on the Morning Joe show had this to say as a former Republican. He was a Republican congressman from Florida in the distant past. But Joe Scarborough had this to say, clip 9.
COVID, well, crime, cost of living. Okay. Those are the three issues. Democrats, COVID, crime, cost of living. Write it down on your blackboard. Write it down on your hand. COVID, crime, cost of living. Those are the three issues, Donnie, that people are going to be talking about. And when they step into the voting booth, that's what's going to drive the voters who are going to determine whether Republicans control the House and Senate or Democrats control the House and Senate.
Okay, I would add one issue to that, which is schools, which is education, which is what caused this second San Francisco earthquake. Can you believe it? A conservative cause like booting these idiots off the San Francisco school board gets 79%? 79%. Think what that means. In the city of San Francisco, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. This is simply remarkable. And the mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, who is, I guess in San Francisco terms, should be an extreme raving moderate. No one could call her a conservative. But she basically talked about the key issue in that school board election. And I think she's probably right, but there are other issues, more issues. Here's what London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, had to say.
The people of San Francisco have spoken and sent a loud and clear message that we want the school district to focus on their fundamental responsibility. That is educating our children. That has to be the priority. It's not to say that other things like school renamings and other things that are important to the district can't happen, but unfortunately the failure to educate our kids properly throughout this pandemic is, I think, what many parents were frustrated over, and seeing their children go from these, you know, talkative, robust personalities to all of a sudden, you know, quiet and uncomfortable and just different has been really, I think, a breaking point for a lot of families in San Francisco.
Okay, and when she says that, well, the school renaming, that's important, I think what she meant is not that it was inherently important, but that it was important in turning some of that 79% against the school board. I mean, when you're going to rename schools that have had traditional American names, they were going to rename a school that was named for Mayor Dianne Feinstein, for Senator Dianne Feinstein. I mean, come on! And all that costs money, by the way. It costs taxpayer money just for the signage and for redoing all the stationery and the addresses and everything else. I mean, come on. What are you talking about? Well, they also had in San Francisco, remember, this huge debate about the murals at George Washington High School. And the murals had been done by a communist. When I say a communist, I don't mean somebody who's kind of on the left. I mean a member of the Communist Party of the United States who did these. They're very striking murals. There's nothing political about them, but one of them shows a slave. Now, the reason he put that in there was because he wanted to show that, well, George Washington, hero that he was, he had a wealth that was dependent upon people who looked like that slave. So in San Francisco, if you follow this story, they had finally decided they were going to erase the murals and basically just get rid of them, nuke them. And then there was objection to that because they were historic and they had been put up, 90 years ago. And during the WPA days. And then they said, no, we'll leave them there, but we'll cover them up so people don't have to look at them. And then the problem with putting the coverings, they had an environmental issue with no one had seen the environmental impact of covering up the murals. When you're spending that kind of time and schools are closed and it's an educational disaster, no wonder they got voted out. We'll be right back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With prices at the pump continuing to rise by more than 40% over the last 12 months, the Biden administration is now saying they're expected to rise again because of Russia's potential invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on Newsmax, Republican John Thune says that President Joe Biden is responsible for those rising prices.
The first thing this president does, he gets into office, is to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, a project that would allow us to get energy from a friendly neighbor, Canada, and transport it across the United States to make it available where they need to help fill the gap in the supply out there for the demand that's out there.
Thune said the increases disproportionately affect low and middle income families. The FBI is teaming up with the Justice Department to launch a new initiative aimed at identifying companies that are exploiting supply chain disruptions in the U.S., making increased profits in violation of federal antitrust laws. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, talking about looking at the election ahead, there's a candidate for U.S. Senate who has just drawn, I mean, a tremendous amount of Hollywood firepower. Who is it and why? This update from the file. Hooray for Hollyweird.
This would give me another decade of not having to behave myself.
Hooray for Hollywood.
I'm the king of the world.
He's super coney Hollywood.
And on the Michael Medved show, this hooray for Hollywood goes to Halle Berry, Susan Sarandon, Amy Schumer, Deborah Messing, Wanda Sykes. By the way, Wanda Sykes and Amy Schumer are going to be co-hosting the Oscars together with, there's one more host who's employed there who is, oh, Regina Hall. So, again, trying to do things a little bit differently. I mean, there are article after article about why the Oscars are in so much trouble. I would say it's not only because they decided yesterday, last year, do you remember the Oscars last year? The first Oscars ever from a train station. And I know that as supporters of mass transit, et cetera, you're supposed to just love train stations. And Union Station's kind of neat. I'm glad they restored it, and I'm glad they restored King Street Station here in Seattle. However, really, when you're thinking about glamour and the red carpet, a red carpet with these very expensive gowns for people to go to Union Station in right adjacent to, and it is, to Skid Row, where the leading homeless community, such as it is, in the country. Well, that didn't work out. Okay, so who are these ladies supporting? This is noted in National Journal. Deborah Messing, Robin Thicke, a personal finance expert Suze Orman, comedian Wanda Sykes, Halle Berry, Susan Sarandon, Amy Schumer. They're all supporting Malcolm Kenyatta, who was the first gay person of color elected to the Pennsylvania State Legislature. And he's running for U.S. Senate in the same kind of, in the same election for the same Senate seat as Dr. Oz, who is reported to be leading in the Republican side of the equation. I mean, this is all extraordinary. And there's this article, which I think is very relevant and very revealing, actually. An article from TheWrap.com. The usual box office boost from Oscar nominations largely failed to materialize for this year's Best Picture nominees, as none of them even grossed $1 million in theaters this weekend. Now, the numbers are appalling, and I love good movies. I'm glad to see good movies. But the 10 movies that are nominated for Best Picture, the top grossing one was Licorice Pizza, which grossed $922,000 from 1,977 theaters. You can figure that out. This was not full theaters. And the next best was Focus Features' Belfast, which is a very likely winner, it seems to me, for Best Picture, but it drew in just $285,000 from 928 theaters. And it turns out Belfast is a big hit in the United Kingdom. And okay, fine, it'll make back some of its monies. But they had done an article before that they're very proud of, which is why this year's Oscar nominees won't lift the box office. And it's not. The idea is that the idea of three different Oscar hosts, again, they're Wendy Sykes, Amy Schumer, and Regina Hall. Anybody here who is just so excited about that trio that you're going to be sure to tune in to the Oscar show, or you're going to tune in to see movie we're going to be reviewing tomorrow, because it is nominated for Best Picture. I have now seen it, Drive My Car, a three-hour movie with English subtitles. The movie's in mostly Japanese, but there's also passages in German, in Russian, in Korean, and in Korean Sign Language. And it's a beautifully shot movie. Let's leave it there, the review coming tomorrow. And there is such a disconnect here. And the idea that people are supporting Malcolm Kenyatta for the U.S. Senate, one of the things that that I think was said by Karl Rove that was extremely accurate. He finishes his column today. He says, Democrats don't have great options to transform the midterm political climate. Maybe the best they can do is pray their Republican opponents are morons. Okay, let's pray that the Republican opponents are not morons, because morons, as far as the eye can see, a three-ring circus with morons. Are you allowed to use the term moron anymore? Or is that making fun of people with disabilities? Speaking of morons, it would be moronic for Republicans not to participate in a fix for January 6th. There is a great editorial about exactly what they need to do. And they say in the Wall Street Journal that if you want to prevent some other January 6th, it could be from either party. It doesn't necessarily have to be from Trump Republicans. It could be from Bernie Sanders Democrats next time. It could be from anyone. But it's a terrible system that we have where you're supposed to only count the electoral votes and formalize the election 2 weeks before inauguration. And one of the things they say in the Wall Street Journal is Congress is finally moving to address the Electoral Count Act, the 1887 monstrosity that lets lawmakers think they can hijack the Electoral College vote count. That's good news. But the only real way to prevent future mischief is to repeal this unconstitutional statute. Why is it unconstitutional? Because the Constitution says that the Congress, yes, gets to determine the date for a presidential election that's going to take place around the country, but not who won that election. That's not the job of Congress. The Constitution gives state legislatures authority over the manner of choosing presidential electors. Congress's role is to determine, quote, the time of choosing. The vice president's job is to open all the certificates and the votes shall then be counted. That's it! But after the disputed election of 1876, Congress codified for itself a bigger role than the founders ever intended. The first bill out of the gate, it's a bill sponsored by liberal senators Angus King, Amy Klobuchar, and Dick Durbin, usefully clarifies the role of the vice president as limited to opening the Electoral College vote certificates. It is purely ceremonial. But they also want to raise the bar for challenging electoral votes by Congress. Why is that necessary? Why is that such a good idea? We will get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we were talking earlier today about why a very liberal columnist got something right about how different this was from the real Civil War. And to understand the reality of the Civil War and why it was fought and why I think you'd find most historians who would say that it needed to be fought. At least that would be the point of view today. If you want to understand some of these issues better and maybe get a better sense of what the American experience means and why it's relevant for today, go to Medved History Store. And if you join us as a Medhead Plus member, you not only get access to this show in a podcast form for streaming anytime you want, commercial free, but you also get access to more than 100 hours of history programming here on the Medved Show. And that goes along with 9,000 hours, if you choose to dig through all of it. And that's all free when you pay 22 cents a month to be a Medhead member. You pay a very little, and you learn a lot. Click the banner on our site, or MedvedHistoryShow.com. Okay. Let us go to Ed in Cedro Woolley, Washington. Ed, you're on the Medved Show.
Thank you, Michael. I do appreciate your sense of humor. Non-destination people?
Yes.
Okay, I have to like that.
I didn't make that up. That's,
no,
that's,
no, I know. That's kind of funny.
They say non-destination passengers.
Non-destination passengers. That's kind of funny, I must admit. But I was homeless for a while in 1988, for a few months. It's certainly nothing to be proud of.
You can be proud that that you haven't been homeless since 1988.
Yes. Yes, I can. But I have, I guess, a great deal of empathy for the homeless. And I'll make fun of a lot of things, but not the homeless, you know? And I don't know, you are always like the better angels of our nature. And so, why can't I call you and say this?
You can call me and say that.
I was kind of afraid to.
Well, no, don't be afraid to, and I certainly won't make fun of you. Look, I think some of the most inspiring things you can hear are stories about people who have trouble and then overcome it and surmount it. The one thing, I don't see myself, Ed, so much as making fun of homeless people as making fun of those who romanticize homeless people. And those who basically seem to suggest that all you need to do is get a little house and put them in the little house, or you get them a room in a transformed hotel and you put them in there and you fix the problem. But I'm sure, as you can certify, there were challenges in your life that you were overcoming when you were homeless. And that the idea that homeless people are just exactly like everybody else, they just a little bit down on their luck temporarily, I don't think that's true anymore. I do believe all the studies that indicate that we are talking about a group of people with very, very deep problems, which is why we need actually deep solutions. I do think, look, they're Washington-based companies that just gave $10 million to fight homelessness in downtown Seattle. And this is my basic point, and I'll let you respond in just a moment. But my basic point is, when you talk about homelessness in downtown Seattle, that $10 million is going to be totally wasted, like all the previous $100 million and $50 million and $30 million. It's all wasted unless you make it against the law and enforce the law that people cannot sleep on sidewalks or in Washington parks and public parks, and particularly in downtown Seattle, where it's so much degraded, the business climate and just everything about it. The Seattle in the last few years has massively expanded how much public money the city spends on homelessness programs. It was $50 million city spent every year in 2015, and in 2022 it's supposed to be $156 million. This is not a problem getting better. Go ahead.
Well, I do have something to say, actually.
Listen.
You know the book of Isaiah. You know the book of Micah. You've read Hosea. You've read the minor prophets. You know what they say about the poor, the widow, the orphan, the homeless, the alien. You know what it says. And so I expect the very best from you.
Thank you. I appreciate you trying to call me to that in the spirit in which you did it, Ed. The one thing is, those prophetic books don't mention the term homeless. Because, again, the idea that they do talk about refugees, that is a biblical term, and certainly they talk about widows and orphans and the poor. And again, you probably know, as many people do, that we also have a growing problem in this country of people who are homeless by choice. And that's not something that I think taxpayer money should be used to subsidize. There are people who, when they are offered by various social work and social service agencies, when they are offered the idea of getting a place to stay, even for free, won't take it because it often comes and must come with some restraints on what people do. Like no drugs, no booze, no weapons. I know, as conservatives, most conservatives like me support Second Amendment rights, but not for homeless, mentally ill people with criminal records, which is not a small population. Speaking of a small population, there's a movie that is nominated for Best Actor and a number of other major awards, and it's actually been surprisingly successful on a long-term basis because it didn't open very strong. Movie with the great Will Smith, who also has just about the best-selling book in the country right now. It's a story of the upbringing of the Williams sisters, Venus and Serena. movie, King Richard. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
There's little question the tennis stars Venus and Serena Williams count as the most amazing sister act in the history of sports. But that's because they had a truly amazing father, Richard Williams, brought to vivid life by Will Smith in King Richard. Now available on Blu-ray.
Venus and Serena gonna shake up this world.
I think you might just have the next Michael Jordan.
I got me the next two.
But there's only one true star of this movie. Will Smith in a wonderful performance as a hard-driving papa who focuses everything on achieving his unlikely dreams of glory for his family of overachieving girls. The movie is touching and entertaining, though the 2-hour 20-minute running time is sometimes wearying where you know in advance how the story is going to turn out. This PG-13 saga is a solid and admirable piece of work. 2.5 stars for King Richard. And on the Michael Medved show, next time we're going to cover another Oscar-nominated film, and which I've just caught up with. It's just opened much wider, and it's easier to catch up with. It's going to be streaming everywhere within a week or two. The movie is called Drive My Car, and it's a very unusual film and a very well acted, beautifully shot film. But is it actually worth the 3-hour? Yes, 3-hour. And almost exactly on the nose, it's 2 hours 59 minutes. Actually, that runtime worth that investment of your time. The movie is called Drive My Car. We will be reviewing it next time. We will also be taking a listen and a look at a Pew poll on the top priorities for Americans. And then there is the big question: where does climate change fit in? And Gallup has stunning, shocking statistics that they are releasing on the number of people who have taken advantage of the new acceptance of gay marriage and legalization of gay marriage. We'll also be talking to Ilan Berman about Russia and links with Iran, and the NBC News political reporter Jonathan Allen on Democrats getting creamed on cultural issues. That and more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.